membership in the Royal Astronomical Society. 1907. Annie Cannon publishes her Second Catalogue of Variable Stars in the Annals, Volume 55. Wilhelmina Fleming publishes A Photographic Study of Variable Stars in the Annals, Volume 47. Margaret Harwood joins the staff. 1908. Edward Pickering publishes the Revised Harvard Photometry in the Annals, Volumes 50 and 54. Solon Bailey compiles a whole sky catalog of 263 bright clusters and nebulae in the Annals, Volume 60. Henrietta Leavitt publishes her discovery of 1,777 variables in the Magellanic Clouds in the Annals, Volume 60. Edward Pickering receives the Catherine Wolfe Bruce Gold Medal. 1909. Solon Bailey reconnoiters potential new observatory sites in South Africa. 1910. Foreign astronomers attend meeting of the Astronomical and Astrophysical Society of America held at Harvard. International Union for Cooperation in Solar Research, meeting in Pasadena, adopts Harvard's Draper classification system developed by Annie Cannon. 1911. Wilhelmina Fleming dies. American Association of Variable Star Observers is founded by William Tyler Alcott, one of Pickering's volunteer contributors. 1912. Harvard Bulletin switches from handwritten and mimeographed production to printed format. Edward Pickering and Annie Cannon demonstrate the brightness of B stars. Henrietta Leavitt publishes her Period Luminosity Relation. Margaret Harwood becomes first astronomical fellow of the Nantucket Mariah Mitchell Association. Astronomical and Astrophysical Society of America renamed the American Astronomical Society, AAS. Annie Cannon elected treasurer of AAS, its first female officer. 1913. Henry Norris Russell and Einar Hertzsprung independently arrive at the significant relation between absolute magnitude and spectral type, later named the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram. 1914. Annie Cannon becomes honorary member of the Royal Astronomical Society. Margaret Harwood investigates the light curve of the asteroid Eros. Anna Palmer Draper dies. 1915. Margaret Harwood is named director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. 1916. Nantucket Mariah Mitchell Association establishes the Edward C. Pickering Astronomical Fellowship for Women. Solon Bailey completes a provisional catalog of 76 globular clusters in the Annals, Volume 76. 1918. First of nine volumes of the greatly expanded Henry Draper catalog is published in the Annals, beginning with Volume 91. 1919. Edward Pickering dies. Solon Bailey serves as interim director. 1920. Harlow Shapley and Heber Curtis debate the scale of the universe. 1921. Harlow Shapley is named fifth director. Henrietta Leavitt dies. Harlow Shapley and Annie Cannon explore the relation between spectral type and magnitude. 1922. International Astronomical Union adopts Harvard's Draper Stellar Classification, representing the work of Wilhelmina Fleming, Antonia Maury, and especially Annie Jump Cannon. 1923. Adelaide Ames enrolls as Harvard's first graduate student in astronomy. Cecilia Payne arrives from England as Harvard's second graduate student in astronomy. Harvard reprint series initiated to disseminate staff members' published articles in professional journals. 1924. Harlow Shapley issues the first in a series of papers detailing the distance, size, and structure of the Magellanic Clouds. Ninth volume of the Henry Draper Memorial is published in the Annals, Volume 99. 1925. Harlow Shapley introduces a new publication series of books, the Harvard Monographs, beginning with Cecilia Payne's doctoral dissertation, Stellar Atmospheres. 1926. Harvard Bulletin switches to monthly publication, each issue containing several items of interest. Harlow Shapley introduces Harvard announcement cards for news of comets, novae, asteroids, between issues of the bulletin. 1927. Number of known variable stars reaches 5,000, more than 4,000 of which are Harvard discoveries found on the glass plates. Harlow Shapley and Helen Sawyer complete new catalog of globular clusters. Their number increased to 95. Boyden Station moves from South America to South Africa. 1929. Priscilla Fairfield marries Bart Bach. 1930. Helen Sawyer and Frank Hogg are married. 1931. Solon Bailey dies in June. Edward King in September. Annie Cannon receives the Draper Medal of the National Academy of Sciences. 1932. Adelaide Ames dies. International Astronomical Union meets at Harvard. 1933. Antonia Mori publishes The Spectral Changes of Beta Lyrae in the Annals, Volume 84. Several Harvard telescopes move to rural site at Oak Ridge. 1934. Cecilia Payne and Sergei Gaposchkin elope. Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin wins the Annie Jump Cannon Prize. 1935. Harlow Shapley inaugurates graduate summer program in astronomy and astrophysics. 1939. Annie Cannon finds Harvard's 10,000th variable star. 1941. Annie Cannon dies. 1943. Antonia Mori receives the Annie Jump Cannon Prize. 1946. An observatory council, including Bart Bach, Donald Menzel, and Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin, is appointed to advise the director on policies and programs. 1949. Margaret Walton Mayall completes the Henry Draper Extension, published as the Annie J. Cannon Memorial Volume in the Annals, Volume 112. 1950. Helen Sawyer Hogg wins the Annie Jump Cannon Prize. 1952. Antonia Mori dies. Harlow Shapley retires. Donald Menzel becomes acting director. 1954. Donald Menzel officially named sixth director of the observatory. 1955. Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory moves from Washington, D.C. to Cambridge to collaborate with the Harvard College Observatory. 1956. Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin becomes the first woman at Harvard promoted to full professor. She is also named chair of the astronomy department. 1973. Formation of the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics unites the two observatories under a single director. 1979. Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin dies. 2005. Inauguration of plate digitization process. Digital access to a sky century at Harvard. DASC at H. Glossary. American Astronomical Society. The first national professional society of astronomers in the United States, founded in 1898 and originally called the Astronomical and Astrophysical Society of America. Astronomical unit, the distance from Earth to the Sun. Astronomische Gesellschaft, the second oldest astronomical society, after London's Royal Astronomical Society, established in Heidelberg in 1863. Binary star. A pair of stars moving around a common center of gravity. Brightness. See magnitude. Cepheid. A pulsating variable star that changes brightness in a characteristic predictable cycle, making it useful in estimating cosmic distances. Chromatic aberration. Blur or haze caused by the several colors of light coming to focus at different distances from a lens. Circumpolar star. A star that neither rises nor sets, but circles the celestial pole. Clock drive. A mechanical or electric device that moves the telescope counter to Earth's turning, allowing it to stay focused on a given object. Cluster. A group of associated stars. Cosmogony. A theory about the origin and evolution of the universe. Declination. The latitude measure of the heavens. That is, the angular distance of an object above or below the celestial equator. The projection of Earth's equator onto the sky. Doublet. A pair of lenses combined for a desired effect. Eclipsing binary or eclipsing variable. A pair of associated stars orbiting a common center of gravity, oriented so they pass in front of each other in the observer's line of sight. Electromagnetic spectrum. The full range of stellar radiation, from the longest wavelength, radio waves, to the shortest, gamma rays. Ephemeris. A table of predicted positions for a celestial body, such as a planet, a moon, or a comet. Epoch. A reference date chosen for astronomical observations. Flash spectrum. The sudden change of the solar spectrum lines from dark to bright in the moments just before and immediately following the total phase of a solar eclipse. Fraunhofer line. A dark absorption line in the continuous rainbow-colored spectrum. Galaxy. A system consisting of billions of stars plus abundant dust and gas. Globular cluster. A group of many thousand associated stars with a dense central concentration. Ion. An atom that has lost one or more electrons and has a positive charge. Island universe. A term originally coined by Immanuel Kant, 1724 to 1804, to denote a star system similar to but separate from our own galaxy. K-line, one of the dark absorption lines seen in the solar spectrum and many other stellar spectra. It indicates the presence of ionized calcium. Light curve, the graphic representation of a variable star's or other celestial bodies changing brightness over time. Luminosity. The intrinsic brightness of a star, or the total amount of energy it emits per unit of time. Magellanic clouds. Two dense conglomerations of stars and nebulae seen from the southern hemisphere, now known to be satellite galaxies of the Milky Way. Magnitude. The brightness of an object, as judged by various standards over the centuries. The higher the number, the dimmer the appearance. Astronomers distinguish between apparent magnitude, or the way the object appears to earthly observers depending on its distance, and absolute magnitude, its intrinsic brightness. Messier numbers, M31 and others. Identification labels introduced by comet hunter Charles Messier, 1730 to 1817, who needed a way to keep track of nebulous objects that were not comets. Metals, the term astronomers apply to all elements heavier than hydrogen and helium. Meteor, a particle, often a bit of comet dust no bigger than a grain of sand, that enters Earth's atmosphere and burns up by friction, looking like a shooting star. Milky Way, the bright band of starlight stretching across the sky that has meant many things to stargazers over the ages, from the spilled milk of the goddess Hera to the name of the home galaxy where our solar system resides. Nebula. At the start of this story, any blurred object in space. Today, an enormous interstellar cloud of ionized gases. North Polar Sequence. The 46 stars, later increased to 96, chosen as standards of comparison for precise determinations of photographic magnitudes. Objective lens. The light-gathering lens of a telescope at the opposite end from the eyepiece. Open cluster. A group of a few hundred associated stars. Orion Nebula. The bright object in the Sword of Orion, the Hunter, designated M42. Parallax. The shift or difference in apparent position of an object against its background, when viewed from two separate vantage points. Astronomers use parallax measures to estimate distances up to a few hundred light years from the sun. Period. The time span in which a variable star cycles through its brightness changes. Personal equation. An astronomer's reaction time. Proper motion. Movement of a celestial body across the line of sight. Radial velocity. An object's speed of approach or recession along the line of sight. Radio astronomy. A complement to optical astronomy. The study of electromagnetic radiation at wavelengths much longer than those of visible light. Redshift. The shift of known spectral lines toward the red end of the spectrum, caused by the object's motion away from the observer. Right ascension. The celestial equivalent of longitude for stating star positions. Royal Astronomical Society. The world's first organization of astronomers, founded in 1820 as the Astronomical Society of London. Seeing. The quality of observing conditions, ideally cloudless skies and minimal movement of air. Astronomers rate seeing on a scale ranging from 1, very poor, to 10, perfect. Spectrum. The rainbow of colors and Fraunhofer lines contained in visible light. Spiral nebula, an early term for a spiral galaxy. Visible light, a small portion of the electromagnetic spectrum bordered by infrared and ultraviolet rays. A catalog of Harvard astronomers, assistants, and associates. George Russell Agassiz, July 21, 1862. To February 5, 1951. Like his famous father and grandfather, held a faculty position with Harvard's Museum of Comparative Zoology. He became an influential and generous member of the observatory's visiting committee. After his death, his wife, Mabel Simpkins Agassiz, continued that generosity. Adelaide Ames, June 3, 1900 to June 26, 1932. A Vassar alumna was the observatory's first graduate student in astronomy, earning her master's degree from Radcliffe in 1924. She worked with director Harlow Shapley to catalog galaxies. Solon Irving Bailey, December 29, 1854 to June 5, 1931. Extended the reach of the observatory by reconnoitering good locations for high-altitude satellite stations, first in South America and later in South Africa. He identified and studied the variable stars in globular clusters, which he called cluster variables. Bartolomeus Jan Bock, April 28, 1906 to August 5, 1983. Chose the structure and evolution of the Milky Way as his subjects while still a student in Leiden, and continued to work on them at Harvard. The dark nebulous knots he suspected of being stellar birthplaces are now called Bock globules. George Phillips Bond, May 20, 1825 to February 17, 1865. The son of the observatory's founding director, William Cranch Bond, assisted in all his father's discoveries before taking over as director himself in 1859. He extended the early experiments in stellar photography and was the first American astronomer to win the gold medal of the Royal Astronomical Society. Selina Cranch Bond, December 4, 1831 to November 25, 1920. George's sister and the sixth child of William Cranch Bond began working at the observatory as a teenager, was later hired as a computer, and continued lifelong in that profession. William Cranch Bond, September 9, 1789 to January 29, 1859. A successful chronometer maker before he became founding director of the observatory, established its time service, discovered, with son George, Saturn's inner ring and eighth satellite, Hyperion, and aided in taking the first ever photograph of a star, Vega, in 1850. Catherine Wolfe Bruce, January 22, 1816 to March 13, 1900. A New York heiress who became an astronomy enthusiast in her later years, funded numerous research projects, journals, and instruments with the guidance of observatory director Edward Pickering, and also endowed a prestigious Lifetime Achievement Award, the Bruce Medal. Leon Campbell, January 20, 1881 to May 10, 1951. Traced light curves of variable stars and taught others the techniques. For many years, he collected, collated, and published reports for the American Association of Variable Star Observers. Annie Jump Cannon, December 11, 1863 to April 13, 1941, classified the spectra of several hundred thousand stars for the 9-volume Henry Draper catalog and its extension. Her system with its OBAFGKM order of spectral classes was internationally adopted in 1922 and remains in use today. Seth Carlo Chandler, September 16, 1846 to December 31, 1913. Though only briefly on staff, maintained a close association with Harvard for 30 years. He worked as an actuary, pursuing variable stars in his spare time, and also wrote a code for sending astronomical announcements by telegraph. Anna Palmer Draper, September 19, 1839 to December 8, 1914. Partnered with her husband, Dr. Henry Draper, in his telescope making and astrophotography. After his early death, she assured his legacy by funding the continuation of his work at Harvard, which resulted in the classification system that bears his name. Henry Draper, M.D., March 7, 1837 to November 20, 1882. Followed his father, Dr. John William Draper, into medicine, astronomy, and photography. He was the first in 1872. To capture the spectrum of a star on film, and followed that feat by imaging the faint stars in the Orion Nebula in 1882. Sir Arthur Stanley Eddington, December 28, 1882 to November 22, 1944. One of the first to appreciate Einstein's theories, traveled to Principe Island off the west coast of Africa for the 1919 total solar eclipse, and returned with proof of general relativity. The leader in efforts to describe the internal constitution of the stars, Eddington was knighted in 1930. Priscilla Fairfield, later Bach, April 14, 1896 to November 19, 1975. Taught astronomy at Smith College, while measuring the widths of spectral lines on plates at Harvard. With her husband, Bart Bock, she co-authored The Milky Way, a book intended for non-specialists. The couple revised and updated the 1941 original through a fourth edition in 1974. Wilhelmina Patton Stevens Fleming. May 15, 1857 to May 21, 1911. The first woman to hold an official title at Harvard University. Built a stellar classification scheme and also discovered 10 novae and more than 300 variable stars, all from her study of spectra on glass plates. Caroline Furness, June 24, 1869 to February 9, 1936, was the sixth individual and first woman to earn a doctorate in astronomy at Columbia University in 1900. She taught the subject for 20 years at Vassar, her alma mater, where her students included Adelaide Ames and Harvia Wilson. Boris Petrovich Gerasimovich, March 31, 1889 to November 30, 1937. Director of the Pulkova Observatory in Russia, spent the years 1926 to 1929 at Harvard and visited again in 1932. Accused at home of servility toward foreign science, he was executed in the Stalinist purges of that period. Willard Peabody Gerrish, August 31, 1866 to November 11, 1951. The observatory's resident mechanical genius designed telescopes and clock drives that controlled the instrument's motion during long exposure photography. The Gerrish code he devised replaced Seth Carlo Chandler's telegraphic announcement code in 1906. George Ellery Hale, June 29, 1868 to February 21, 1938, who spent a year as a young apprentice to Edward Pickering, later pursued solar spectroscopy. He established the Astrophysical Journal and helped found both the American Astronomical Society and the International Astronomical Union, as well as the Yerkes, Mount Wilson, and Palomar observatories. Margaret Harwood, March 19, 1885 to February 6, 1979, became the first astronomical fellow of the Nantucket Maria Mitchell Association, and later the director of that association's observatory, a post she retained for 41 years while studying asteroids of variable brightness. Einar Hertzsprung, October 8, 1873 to October 21, 1967. A native of Denmark, long affiliated with the Leiden Observatory in the Netherlands, was first to seize on Henrietta Leavitt's period luminosity relation to measure the distance to the small Magellanic Cloud. He uncovered the existence of both giant and dwarf red stars, demonstrated the variability of Polaris, the North Star, and helped chart the general course of stellar evolution. Lydia Swain Mitchell Hinchman, November 4, 1845 to December 3, 1938. Established the Nantucket Maria Mitchell Association in memory of her famous cousin, and furthered many of its activities, most notably the funding of fellowships for young women pursuing careers in astronomy. Frank Scott Hogg, June 26, 1904 to January 1, 1951. Became Harvard's first PhD in astronomy in 1928, following Cecilia Payne's 1925 PhD from Radcliffe. As director of the David Dunlap Observatory near Toronto, he edited Canadian astronomy journals and studied the radial velocities of stars. Edward Skinner King, May 31, 1861 to September 10, 1931. Supervised stellar photography at Harvard for four decades. He helped establish a uniform photometric scale, devised tests for the quality and consistency of photographic plates, and tried to discern the effects of interstellar dust on stellar magnitudes. Henrietta Swan Leavitt, July 4, 1868 to December 12, 1921. Discovered thousands of variable stars. She was the first to note a relation between certain variables' peak brightness and the period over which their brightness varied, a relation that proved a valuable means for measuring distances across space. Percival Lowell, March 13, 1855 to November 12, 1916. Brother of Harvard President Abbot Lawrence Lowell and poet Amy Lowell, built an observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona, where he studied Mars and pursued a ninth planet beyond Neptune. Antonia Quaitana Dupavia Pereira Mori, March 21, 1866 to January 8, 1952. Niece of Henry and Anna Draper, was the first female college graduate to work at the observatory. She discovered an early spectroscopic binary and devised a spectral classification scheme capable of distinguishing giant stars from dwarf stars. Donald H. Menzel, April 11, 1901 to December 14, 1976. Was drawn to astronomy after seeing a total solar eclipse in 1918 and traveled to observe more eclipses than anyone before him. He first visited Harvard as Princeton professor Henry Norris Russell's graduate student in 1923 and succeeded Shapley as director in 1952. Mariah Mitchell, August 1, 1818 to June 28, 1889. Discovered a comet in 1847, the first American woman to do so, after family friend William Cranch Bond of Harvard announced her find, she won a gold medal from the King of Denmark. In 1865, Matthew Vassar invited her to become the first professor of astronomy at his new college for women, where she taught Antonia Maury. John Stefanos Paraskevopoulos, June 20, 1889 to March 15, 1951. Known internationally as Dr. Paras, guided the transfer of the Boyden Station from Arequipa, Peru to South Africa, where he and his wife, Dorothy Block, added 100,000 plates to Harvard's collection. Cecilia Helena Payne, later Gaposchkin, May 10, 1900 to December 7, 1979. Among the first women to achieve a PhD in astronomy, and the first person to earn one at Harvard, ascertained the temperatures of the different classes of stars and estimated the great abundance of hydrogen in them while doing the research for her dissertation. Edward Bromfield Phillips, October 5, 1824 to June 21, 1848. A Harvard classmate of George Bond died a suicide, leaving the observatory $100,000. The Phillips Professorship and Phillips Library honor his memory. Edward Charles Pickering, July 19, 1846 to February 3, 1919. Fourth and longest presiding director of the observatory from 1877 to 1919. Burnished its reputation while innovating in photometry, photography, and spectroscopy. He initiated the Draper Memorial spectral classification and the program of nightly all-sky photography. Elected president of the American Astronomical Society in 1905, he retained the office through repeated re-election until his death. William Henry Pickering, February 15, 1858 to January 16, 1938. Younger brother of Edward, brought photography expertise from MIT to Harvard and served as first director of the Boyden Station at Arequipa. He focused his attention on observing the planets and their moons, discovering a satellite of Saturn, Phoebe, in 1899. William Augustus Rogers, November 13, 1832 to March 1, 1898. Ascertained the positions of stars through a decade of observing the times at which each one crossed Harvard's local north-south meridian, and also performed two decades of calculations in which he was assisted by his wife, née Rebecca Jane Titsworth. Henry Norris Russell, October 25, 1877, to February 18, 1957, of Princeton University, regarded as the dean of American astronomers during his lifetime, supervised the graduate work of Harlow Shapley and Donald Menzel. Industrious and influential, he studied stellar composition and evolution, the relationship of magnitude to classification, and the distinctions between giant and dwarf stars. Helen B. Sawyer, later Hogg, August 1, 1905, to January 28, 1993. Took up the study of globular clusters with Harlow Shapley. After completing her doctoral work at Harvard, she moved with her husband, Frank, to Canada, becoming the first woman to observe with large telescopes in British Columbia and Ontario. She popularized astronomy through her newspaper column and other writing. Arthur Searle, October 21, 1837 to October 23, 1920. Served at the observatory for 52 years, including a period as acting director after Joseph Winlock died. He assisted Pickering in photometry and taught astronomy classes at Radcliffe. Harlow Shapley, November 2, 1885 to October 20, 1972. The fifth director from 1921 to 1952, added graduate education to the observatory's mission. Using Cepheid variables and the period luminosity relation, he showed the sun to be far from the center of the Milky Way, contrary to previous belief. Martha Betts Shapley, August 3, 1890 to January 24, 1981. First Lady of the Observatory. Earned 3 degrees from the University of Missouri, B.S. in Education 1910, A.B. 1911, M.A. 1913, before continuing Latin studies and German philology at Bryn Mawr. Her math ability enabled her to compute everything from the orbits of eclipsing binaries to the trajectories of ballistics for the U.S. Navy during World War II. Winslow Upton, October 12, 1853, to January 8, 1914. Assisted only 2 years at Harvard before moving on to the U.S. Naval Observatory, the U.S. Signal Service, and Brown University, but he captured the 1877 to 1879 atmosphere in his spoof, The Observatory Pinafore. Arville D. Walker, August 2, 1883, to August 5, 1963. Joined the staff following her 1906 graduation from Radcliffe. In addition to work on variable stars and light curves of novae, she served as Harlow Shapley's secretary and a trusted advisor to the younger women at the observatory. Margaret Walton, later Mayall, January 27, 1902 to December 6, 1995. Cooperated closely with Annie Cannon on stellar classification and completed the work on the Henry Draper extension that had been left unfinished at Miss Cannon's death. She joined a special weapons group at MIT during World War II and later served as Pickering Memorial Astronomer with the American Association of Variable Star Observers. Oliver Clinton Wendell, May 7, 1845, to November 5, 1912. Assisted Edward Pickering for more than 30 years of photometry studies, paying particular attention to the changing light of variable stars. Fred Lawrence Whipple, November 5, 1906, to August 30, 2004. A comet expert, joined the Harvard Observatory in 1931 and became director of the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory in 1955. His contributions include the first tracking network for artificial satellites and the Whipple Shield to protect spacecraft from damage by meteors. Sarah Frances Whiting, August 23, 1847 to September 12, 1927. Learned from Edward Pickering how to set up a practical physics laboratory and established one at Wellesley College, where she taught and inspired Annie Jump Cannon. Harvia Hastings Wilson, December 23, 1900, to May 4, 1989. A 1923 Vassar alumna delayed the start of her graduate studies till 1924 because of illness. At Harvard, she studied the Magellanic Clouds, but returned to Vassar in 1925 as a physics instructor, then married accountant Hubert Stanley Russell in 1927. Anna Winlock, September 15, 1857 to January 3, 1904. Eldest child of Joseph and Isabella Winlock, accompanied her father to Kentucky for the total solar eclipse of 1869, and started her 30-year career as a Harvard computer shortly after his death. Joseph Winlock, February 6, 1826, to June 11, 1875. Worked as a computer for, and later superintended, the American Ephemeris and Nautical Almanac. Appointed as third observatory director in 1866, he devoted himself to improving the existing instruments and acquiring new ones. Francis Woodworth Wright, April 30, 1897 to July 30, 1989. Came to Harvard in 1928 after teaching at Elmira College. During World War II, she taught celestial navigation to U.S. Navy officers and also wrote a book on the subject. After earning her Radcliffe Ph.D. in astronomy in 1958 under Fred Whipple's supervision, she continued working until 1971. Anne Sewell Young, January 2, 1871 to August 15, 1961. Earned a doctorate in astronomy from Columbia University and taught at Mount Holyoke for 37 years. She took 800 students, including Helen Sawyer, from Smith and Mount Holyoke by train to see the January 1925 total solar eclipse in Windsor, Connecticut. Remarks. Preface. In its early years, the Harvard Observatory was often called the Observatory at Cambridge. Its official naming in 1849 as the Astronomical Observatory of Harvard College set it apart from a meteorological observatory and preserved the word college, even though Harvard, founded in 1636, had been recognized as a university since 1780. The observatory's first home was at Dana House in Harvard Yard, but it moved in 1844 to Summerhouse Hill, which name gradually changed to Observatory Hill. The first instruments of the Harvard College Observatory were those belonging to William Cranch Bond as his personal property. Chapter 1, Mrs. Draper's Intent. Mrs. Draper's full first name was Mary Anna, but she always signed herself as Anna Palmer Draper. Dr. John William Draper, Henry's father, took the first photograph of the moon in 1839, and also in 1840, one of the first photographic portraits made with sunlight. The subject was his sister, Dorothy Catherine. Scientists responded enthusiastically in 1877 to Dr. Henry Draper's detection of bright oxygen lines in the sun's spectrum. But opposition arose within the year, especially among British observers such as Norman Lockyer. The main purpose of the Drapers' trip to England in 1879, when they visited William and Margaret Huggins, was to gain Henry an audience before the Royal Astronomical Society. After that presentation, he conducted additional research to defend his discovery, but died before announcing any further results. Controversy continued until 1896, when German physicists Karl Runge and Friedrich Paschen conclusively identified oxygen in the solar spectrum via dark Fraunhofer lines, not the bright lines that Draper had mistaken for proof. Polaris later proved to be slightly variable. In 1911, the Danish astronomer Einar Hertzsprung detected a 0.14 magnitude change over not quite 4 days. Polaris is now known to be a multiple system made up of 3 component stars, 1 giant and 2 dwarfs. Chapter 2. What Miss Maury Saw. As Earth rotates daily and revolves annually, its north-south axis wobbles slowly over millennia, completing a full cycle every 26,000 years. As a result, the star that serves as a pole star changes over time. Our present North Star, Polaris, has no counterpart in the southern hemisphere. Earth's wobble, called precession, changes the right ascension and declination of the stars by roughly 1 degree per century. Therefore, 19th century star catalogs gave stellar positions for a particular epoch date, such as 1875.0. Observations made in non-epoch years, 1885, for example, were reduced, corrected by calculation, to 1880.0 or 1890.0. Most of the naked eye stars have individual names granted to them in the Middle Ages by Arabic astronomers, such as Altair for the brightest star in the Eagle, and Vega for the brightest in the Lyre. In the early 17th century, the German astronomer Johann Bayer introduced a naming system using Greek letters, so that Vega was designated Alpha Lyrae, its next brightest constellation companion Beta Lyrae, and so on down the Greek alphabet as far as necessary. Although the Arabic star names persist in the West, Babylonian, Indian, Chinese, and other cultures' names have also adhered to the stars since antiquity. John William Draper, 1811 to 1882, met and married Antonia Coitana de Paiva Pereira Gardiner, 1814 to 1870, while visiting his relatives in England. The couple had 6 children, John Christopher, 1835 to 1885, Henry, 1837 to 1882, Virginia, 1839 to 1885, Daniel, 1841 to 1931, William, 1845 to 1853, and Antonia, 1849 to 1923. Dorothy Catherine Draper, 1807 to 1901, whose self-sacrifice had facilitated her brother's education, also helped raise his children, as her sister-in-law was often ill. When Dorothy was 32, she had a serious suitor, but John William opposed the match, and she never married. Antonia Maury's full name was Antonia Coitana de Paiva Pereira Maury. The de Paiva and Pereira families were Brazilian forebears of her grandmother, Antonia Coitana de Paiva Pereira Gardiner, Mrs. John William Draper. Hermann Karl Vogel, 1842 to 1907, of Germany, independently discovered spectroscopic binaries at the same time as Edward Pickering. From his studies of spectra to gauge the motions of stars along the line of sight, Vogel showed that Algol and Spica each had an unseen companion. Zeta Ursae Majoris, also known as Mizar, was split by telescope into 2 stars, Mizar A and B, photographed by George Bond in 1857. In 1889, Edward Pickering saw Mizar A itself as a pair, the first to be discovered by spectroscopy. Later, Mizar B also proved to be a binary pair. Chapter 3, Miss Bruce's Largesse. The $50,000 gift from Miss Bruce would equal well over $1 million in today's currency. No portrait of Miss Bruce exists, as far as I can tell. Some searches turn up a handsome full-length portrait of a lady in a fur-trimmed yellow dress. But this is her cousin, Catherine Lorillard Wolfe, also an heiress and a generous patroness of New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. Portraits of all the observatory directors hang on the walls at Harvard, all except George Phillips Bond. Although he was a photography pioneer, he never had his own photograph taken or his likeness painted. Chapter 4, Stella Nova. A nova, long thought to be a new star, is now understood as the flaring of an ancient star in a binary system. The old star has exhausted its own fuel, but pulls in hydrogen from its companion. When enough hydrogen accumulates on the surface, an explosion of runaway fusion occurs to make the body suddenly visible. This can happen many times in a star's life. The objects observed by Tycho, Galileo, and Kepler are now classified as supernovae, or the end-stage catastrophic explosions of stars far more massive than our sun. Since such an event destroys the star, the supernova phenomenon does not repeat. Antonio Mori's sister, Carlotta, 1874 to 1938, attended Radcliffe College and Cornell and Columbia Universities and earned a doctorate in geology from Cornell in 1902. She traveled widely as a paleontologist, making numerous field trips to Brazil, Venezuela, South Africa, and several islands of the Caribbean. Another sister, Sarah, born in 1869, died in childhood. Their brother, John William Draper Maury, 1871 to 1931, called Draper in his youth, attended Harvard and became a physician. He later dropped the name Maury. Chapter 5, Bailey's Pictures from Peru. The founding of the Astronomical Society of the Pacific in February 1889 was a direct outcome of the previous month's eclipse. Staff members from the Lick Observatory and amateur astronomers and photographers in California enjoyed excellent viewing conditions and expedition results. They created an organization that remains a congenial mixture of professionals and amateurs, having grown from 40 to 6,000 members. The first woman admitted to membership was Rose O'Halloran in 1892. At first, the U.S. National Professional Organization of Astronomers had no name. Hale very much wanted astrophysics to be part of the group's identity. And so it became the Astronomical and Astrophysical Society of America in 1899. As time passed, the name seemed unnecessarily unwieldy, especially as astrophysics came to dominate all of astronomy and was changed to the American Astronomical Society in 1914. Aristarchus, lacking good observational instruments, underestimated the distances to the sun and moon. The sun is not 20, but fully 400 times farther from Earth than the moon. Chapter 6, Mrs. Fleming's Title. Edward Pickering also wrote a contribution for the Chest of 1900, detailing his daily activities at the observatory as well as his leisure pursuits. In summers, he said, he liked to take long bicycle rides of 20 or 30 miles, two or three times a week. Since wheeling was his only exercise, he admitted that he suffered in the winter when he rode infrequently. On cloudy evenings, Mrs. Pickering often read to him from a novel. The two of them enjoyed playing chess together. The anonymous gift of 1902 came from Henry H. Rogers of Standard Oil. The asteroid Eros occasioned another worldwide observing campaign in 1975. The potato-shaped body is now known to rotate every 5 hours and has a varied composition that accounts for its changeable brightness. Chapter 7, Pickering's Harem. William H. Pickering claimed to have discovered a 10th satellite of Saturn in April 1905 and named it Themis, but it has yet to be confirmed. Chapter 8, Lingua Franca. Astronomer Friedrich Wilhelm Bessel announced the first successful distance measurement to a star, 61 Cygni, in 1838. He chose the star for its large proper motion, which suggested comparative nearness, then observed it along two different lines of sight. Just as a finger held in front of the face will appear to jump with respect to background objects when viewed first with one eye and then the other, a relatively close star will shift against the background stars when viewed at 6-month intervals from opposite points in Earth's orbit, a baseline of 2 astronomical units. Bessel measured the star's angle of displacement, called parallax, and expressed the stellar distance in astronomical units, which translated to about 10 light years. It was a triumphant achievement. However, since stellar parallax angles are tiny, the method carries stellar distance measurements only so far, no more than a few hundred light years from the sun. Chapter 9. Miss Leavitt's relationship. As Annie Jump Cannon, Antonia Maury, Henry Norris Russell, and others suspected, the various color categories in the Draper classification are indeed associated with specific stages in the lives of stars. Astronomers now know that only the most massive stars begin life in bright blue or white, as a consequence of burning so brightly, they burn out much faster than lower-mass stars, such as the Sun. Our Sun, a G-type star, has existed for some 5 billion years and shines yellow, indicating a surface temperature of about 6,000 degrees. In another few billion years, when it has converted most of its hydrogen to helium, the Sun will expand in diameter but cool at the surface, becoming a red giant M star. Other changes will ultimately render it a non-luminous white dwarf. Chapter 10. The Pickering Fellows. The study of Cepheid variables affected areas of astrophysics beyond cosmic distances. Attempts by Arthur Stanley Eddington and others to explain what factors would make a star pulsate led eventually to an understanding of the structure, behavior, and longevity of stars in general. Chapter 11. Shapley's Killigirl Hours. The Nantucket Mariah Mitchell Association chose Fiametta Wilson as the 1920-1921 Edward C. Pickering Fellow, but she fell ill and died in July 1920 before learning of the award, which went instead to her colleague, A. Grace Cook. 2 capital letters at the start of a star name, such as SW Andromedae, identify that star as a variable. Stars that were named before anyone demonstrated their variability, such as Delta Cephei, retain their original names. Chapter 12. Miss Payne's Thesis. The first woman to pursue advanced study in astronomy was Dorothea Klumpke, a native of San Francisco, who conducted research on the rings of Saturn and earned a Doctor of Science degree at the University of Paris in 1893. Remaining in Europe, she worked for the French Bureau of Measurements and married English amateur astronomer Isaac Roberts. The first woman to earn a PhD in astronomy in the United States was Margaretta Palmer, 1862 to 1924, at Yale in 1894. A Vassar classmate of Antonia Maury's, she wrote her thesis on the orbit of comet 1847-6, the one discovered by her professor, Mariah Mitchell. Dr. Palmer had been working at Yale as a computer before starting graduate studies and stayed on the staff until her death. The Henry Draper Extension, published in 6 installments between 1925 and 1936, added roughly another 50,000 spectral classifications of faint stars to the 250,000 given in the 9-volume Henry Draper catalog. Chapter 13. The Observatory Pinafore. The Harvard, Radcliffe, Gilbert, and Sullivan Players gave an abridged concert performance of the Observatory Pinafore at the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in Cambridge on October 26, 2000. as part of a banquet and centenary symposium honoring Cecilia Payne Gaposchkin. The so-called dark matter, demonstrated by Robert Trumpler's research, was interstellar dust. It should not be confused with the mysterious invisible entity given the same name by modern astronomers, who believe dark matter is what holds galaxies together. Chapter 14, Miss Cannon's Prize. After Harlow Shapley announced the wedding of Cecilia Payne and Sergei Gaposchkin, Miss Cannon made a note on the appropriate page in her diary. This particular diary was of the five-year variety, with room for only a paragraph-length entry per date. And in the allotted box, she had already recorded how water pouring in through the back wall had flooded the cellar to a depth of several inches, though whether at her home or the observatory she did not specify. She had also mentioned teaching a class about the observatory's early history. Now, writing at a slant in the right-hand margin alongside these March 5th events, she added the news, CHP and SG married at Municipal Chapel, New York. Chapter 15, The Lifetimes of Stars. Beta Lyrae's orbital elements were computed completely and successfully for the first time in 2008. The component stars are so close together that the task remained impossible till this late date. Nearly 1,000 Beta Lyrae type variables are now known. Many former members of the Harvard Observatory staff are interred in Cambridge, in the Mount Auburn Cemetery. It is a beautiful spot, as much an arboretum as a burial ground. Since the astronomers' graves are randomly distributed throughout the grounds, the cemetery office provides a map, with each relevant plot marked by a star. The Bond family members are reunited at Mount Auburn, as are the King family and the Bailey family, including Solon and Ruth's second son, Chester Romagna Bailey, only 3 months old when he died in August 1892. The Baileys were back in New England then, fresh from their first assignment in Peru, and the child's middle name honored good friends they had made in Arequipa. Edward and Lizzie Pickering's paired headstones stand side by side. Hers identifies her as the wife of Edward Charles Pickering and daughter of Jared Sparks. His bears only one word in addition to his dates of birth and death. Thanatopsis, the title of the poem about dying by William Cullen Bryant. The stone slab over Wilhelmina Patton Fleming's grave also bears a solitary word, which describes her as she described herself in life, astronomer. This is Cassandra Campbell. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The Glass Universe, How the Ladies of the Harvard Observatory Took the Measure of the Stars, by Deva Sobel. This program was directed by Jessica Kay. Executive Producer Juliana Wilson. Text copyright 2016 by John Harrison and Daughter, LTD. Production copyright 2016, Penguin Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.